Okay, thank you for coming. This is the opening of Paradise Town Advisory Board tonight, June 24th, 2025. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started tonight, I'd like to bring up a couple of ground rules for the meeting. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. So in other words, this is a recommending body. It's not the final decision, and if you have an item, you need to go on to one of those bodies listed on the agenda after we hear it. At this time, I'd ask you to please turn off or mute cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take any private conversations outside the room. That area there or the lobby behind you would be a good area. That gives everybody an opportunity to present their item without interruption. The same courtesy will be extended to the rest. The other two items on the agenda that you may want to take a look at. Board council members, everyone is here except for Kimberly Switzerland is the chair, and she's excused. And could we have a presentation of county introductions?
Matt Young, Clark County Comprehensive Planning.
Okay. I think that's it. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the table here. We have a microphone. This meeting is recorded. And please clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record for our secretary. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Are there any comments? Okay. Approval of minutes for June 10th, 2025.
Chair, I would move to approve the June 10th, 2025 minutes for the Paradise Town Advisory Board with one edit made for Renee Wojcicki being excused.
Okay. Do we have a motion? You have the motion.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for June 24th, 2025.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for June 24th, 2025 as presented.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items? So we'll move on to planning and zoning. Item number one, AR 25400059, WS 230499, SEC 1910 LLC, waivers of development standards for first application for review for the following: one, a loading bay within the side yard of an industrial complex, and two, reduced drive aisle width. Design review for proposed food salmon processing facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 1.0 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the airport environs, AE 60 overlay, generally located north side Jenna located in the Norfolk Mall Avenue, east of Spencer Street within Paradise. Is that applicant here? Okay, we'll draw that to the end. Item number two, UC250402, Heaton Family Properties LLC, use permit to allow personal services fitness studio within existing industrial complex on 1.52 acres in an IF industrial light zone within the airport environs AE70 overlay, generally located east of McLeod Avenue and south of Post Road within Paradise.
Hello, my name is William Bybee, that's spelled B-Y-B-E-E, address 3009 East Post Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. We are seeking a special use permit to operate Las Vegas Barbell LLC, a business that I own with my wife, Vanessa. We've been in business currently for 10 years serving Las Vegas. In the sport of Olympic weightlifting. So we do small group specialized training, teaching people how to do this very niche style of Olympic lifting. We run a competitive team out of the gym as well too, which has reported some success of note, including being the Masters National Champion team, bringing that title right back here to Las Vegas area. So we've been in business 10 years, like I said, had some success. We had the opportunity to move to a larger facility. It happened to be in a light industrial zoning, but we have had that special use permit for that zoning prior and had a lot of success there with no issues with that opportunity, and we'd like to be able to do that, obviously, officially. So, thank you.
Okay. Would anyone here like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Congratulations on your master.
Oh, thank you very much.
No one has anything, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
That's it for
we
me.
We go to the Planning Commission on July 15th.
That's right. Quick question on that. My lady helping me said there was a way, I had planned to be out of state for quite a few months in advance. There's a way to postpone that meeting, I believe. I have a permit in for that. We'll do.
And then ask for a hold and then hold it for 2 weeks. So
perfect. Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Item number three, UC250417. Aerolex Tropicana Association LLC, use permit to allow vehicle wash. Excuse me. Design review for a proposed vehicle wash facility in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 1.17 acres, portion of 18.1 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the west side of Pecos Road and the north side of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Is that applicant here? Would you like to come forward and give us your presentation?
Hi, my name is Don Shively. I represent QuickPack Car Wash. We are in town with a proposal to build a car wash in the Tropicana Center. We have been working with staff on this to meet all of the requirements that the jurisdiction has. And we are before the board today seeking support for this application.
Okay. This is also a design review. Do you have anything to show us?
I don't.
Is there anyone here from the public who'd like to speak on the item? Okay, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I'm a little concerned how we can do a design review and we don't have anything to look at.
How was it instructed to bring...
They give that...
don't
they give that instructions to the applicant?
Yes. It wasn't provided by the staff of city, the drawings.
Do you have anything on your phone, a picture of what it's going to look like? What does the plaque look like?
Can you give me the number? 25. 25, 6, 16.
affect your site plan on it. And then this time, we know that your elevations and reflections. Just be careful not to touch the bottom too much because there's two more there.
We will be building a car wash that will have vacuum stalls. We have 16 queuing stalls for coming up to the car wash at this point. We will have a traffic flow pattern that will come in from the center, going through the car wash, and then what we find is that most of our patrons will go straight on to their business rather than vacuuming. We find that about 25% of our customers use our vacuum stalls. We don't believe that there's going to be any issue with backing up with vacuum stalls waiting for those to happen. We're projecting that we'll have about 400 to 500 car washes a day in this location, and we will be open from 7 to 9 o'clock. Down in below, we'll give you an idea of.
You can scroll.
The location is there, where we're proposing to go in this development project.
Are you looking for the elevation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our prototype colors will be yellow. A quick wet, we have a quick wet color yellow that is unique to us, and with a green accent to it. The top of the building runs about 29 feet, and the length of that building is approximately 110 feet long. It has an entrance and an exit on there, and it houses most of our all of our washing equipment. And then we also have what is called a quarterback station, a QB station, which our customers will be greeted by our employees to help them with the process. Most of our customers, we try to have a subscription service in which they're able to come in and use any of our car washes. It's a license plate reader that will allow them to come into our site, open up the gate. It takes about less than 10 seconds for them to read the license plate, and then they're on into the car wash. The car wash will take about 2.5 minutes to wash the car, and then they'll move through and on out of our facility. Any questions at this point?
Okay. Do we have anyone in the public would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. On the picture that you showed us, can you bring that back up, the overhead on it? Okay, if you could scroll back to the overview of the property.
Oh, you want the
satellite
plan?
The satellite vision or whatever it was. Okay, and then come on down. No, there it is. Okay. Now, I read through your deal. I'm very familiar with that property. Where is the entrance to the property off of, let's say, Pecos?
We're coming in right there. We will not be entering through this street here. It'll be all through the park,
the interior
center.
Okay. And so where will they go into the car wash and come out?
It'll be through this traffic pattern here,
mm-hmm.
and into the car wash, and then they'll exit.
Okay, into the interior road.
Correct.
Which then they can either go south to get back onto Pecos,
correct.
Which is a controlled intersection, a traffic light and everything.
Correct. They'll follow the pattern, traffic yeah. pattern of the development.
Or they could go back the other way and through the commercial center through
correct.
Walmart and what have you.
Correct.
Okay.
What we find is, with our customer base, is that no one wakes up in the morning to say, I'm going to go wash the car. It's usually on the way to get their cup of coffee, on the way to work or back from work. It's or at the grocery store or at Sam's Club at this location.
Okay.
Is there another one of these in town?
Not operating, but we have four that are under construction in the community, and we have another dozen that will open. So again, it works off a membership basis. I mean, we want to make it very convenient for our customers to be able to go anywhere in the community and be able to find a quick product that they can utilize.
Okay, so if you had any stacking or anything going on, it shouldn't really stack up.
Correct, correct.
But if it did, it would be on the interior roads, not on the public roads.
Correct. Well, what we find again is that we're able to process through the car wash every 25, 30 seconds, we can enter another car into the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to process them pretty quickly. It is not like a Starbucks or a Dutch Bros or a In-N-Out Burger where the queuing lines will take a long time based upon the different unique orders that they have placed with it. It's very straightforward.
Now what landscaping will you have along Pecos then?
It'll be a mixture of plants, shrubs, and trees on that has been approved by staff.
Okay. That's all I have. Does anybody have anything?
No.
If no one has anything, then I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
When you go to the Planning Commission, you might want to have that. It'll go a lot easier. That's on the 15th. Okay. Item number 4, UC250426, Reno Arville Associates, LP, and Pentacon LP, use permit to allow office as primary use in conjunction with existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 3.63 acres in IL Industrial Light Zone, generally located in north of Reno Avenue, west of Arville, within Paradise. Is that applicant here? Okay, we'll try that one. Item number 5, WS250419. E&S Revocable Joint Living Trust et al. And Cali Elvis Gilberto Arica Trust waiver development standards to reduce side interior setbacks for proposed additions in conjunction with existing single family residence on 0.04 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone, generally located east of Mojave Road and north of Casanova Circle, alignment within Paradise.
Larry Sanchez, 7844 Sarnbrook Street, representing the homeowner of the architectural engineer. The homeowner is asking staff if we can get an approval to encroach into the 10-foot side setback. Currently, the homeowner has an existing 3-car garage out in front of the house, but he needs more space to store his vehicles. And he needed to enhance it where he can encroach into that 10-foot side setback, but also go back towards the back of his property. The current provided 1, 2, 3 letters of approval of support from neighbors. Can I show this to Sarah? Basically, what the homeowner is trying to do is trying to match the architectural compatibility of not only the existing house, but within the neighborhood and within the residence. Currently, this would be the new front face of that side garage. And the homeowner would be encroaching inside that 10-foot distance, probably leaving about minimum 6 feet from the side property. So he's basically encroaching 3 to 4 feet into that side setback. We have submitted plans to the Clark County Building Department. However, the zoning department came up with the stipulation that the side setback needed to be introduced with a waiver of standards. And that's why we're here today. So, as you can see, this neighborhood has 1, 2, 3, 4 properties that somewhat show accessory structures or structures attached to the house within the distance of 5 feet or 10 feet. So we're asking staff to see if we can allow us a waiver on the side setback of 10 feet. We checked with the building safety department. We're within the fire rating, fire distance. So we'll be clearing it at about a good 6 to 7 feet. So we're encroaching about 3 to 4 into the 10-foot setback.
Is that it?
Any questions?
Is anyone here in the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
In the write-up, it says that the area to the, I guess, on the north side of the property line that you were showing us next to the garage was going to be for a vehicle, a recreational vehicle. And so is that a recreational garage you're putting in? And then it also mentions the south property line. So what's going on the south property line that you also need a setback there?
If this would be considered the north, the front of the house is right here. So that's the south. This would be the north. The west would be the 10-foot.
It reads that the reduce the setback along the north property line and then reduce the side interior setback along the south property line. So I'm assuming north and south are the two sides of the house.
Yeah, we need to do a 180 on this. Your flips. There you go.
Oh.
180. One more time. There you go. Yeah, so north is north.
Okay.
So this
what's
be,
going on the other side?
Well, we're just aligning it with the house. We're not encroaching into the 5-foot setback. So we're doing an addition. Let's see if this works. Let me orientate it the way. Would this be okay? This is the south, is that right?
No.
We're encroaching into the 10-foot setback?
Flip it the other way so the driveway is on the opposite side. There you go.
Okay.
So
this is the south.
And what are you doing down there?
What you see shaded would be the addition that we're doing, and we're aligning it with the existing side of the house. We're not encroaching into the setback.
Nothing. What is this?
No. You've already encroached into the side of setback, I think, when it was built.
So it was built...
What is that, where the arrow goes? Is that already there?
No, this is what we're proposing. Everything that you see shaded is what we're proposing.
So the other part in white, that's already there.
This is all, anything in white is all existing.
Okay, what is that, a bedroom or something?
This would be, I believe, is an existing bathroom, closet room here on this side of the house. And all we're doing is extending this L-shaped addition.
So what is the distance between that shaded area to the property line?
I have here 6 foot, 7 inches to the E.
Okay. So the house, Matt, was originally encroaching already?
Well, if that white part down there
is
already there, it's then already they already there. Took care of that when they built the house, I guess.
Then it was built under old code.
Okay. Okay. So now we have...
What's the address?
5538 South Mojave.
And then on the other side, I think you were encroaching, what, about 4.9?
Yeah, right now I'm showing 7 feet, but the setback is 10. So we'd be encroaching about 3 feet into that.
It should be 10 feet.
Yeah.
Should be 10.
Yeah.
So... You're not expecting, if we said no, you wouldn't expect them to go tear their house down to make it 10 feet, right?
No.
No.
Is this one of those legal but non-conforming things?
So, you're expanding onto the house, and is that a recreational garage or another regular garage on the north side?
It's another regular garage for storage.
Okay, because that's not what it does here. It says a recreational vehicle garage addition to the north side.
That's what we were originally intending to do, but since then the owner has some revisions to provide it as a storage for his vehicles.
Well, that's still a garage.
but the bottom line is that you've got what? At the bottom down there, you've got about 5 feet.
Right here?
Yeah. Between that and the property line, how many feet is that?
I have it 6'7" to the E.
And you've got another 7 foot at the other end?
Correct. So we're encroaching 3 feet into the 10 foot setback here on the north, and we're matching the existing house from years ago to the south.
So from a fire safety, I don't really see a problem. I mean, we have sidewalks that are narrower than that in this part of town.
But can you pull it down so we can see how close the So what's the difference, the distance between the wall and the
not recreational garage?
Yeah.
7 feet.
7 feet to there.
Yeah.
Because this says 5 feet, so that's why.
Yeah, I believe that's an old item. I have here. A justification letter. I don't know if you can see this. So is written by.
We have that.
We have that.
Yeah,
okay.
We have that. But see, your justification letter, it says 5'2", not 7 feet.
Correct. 5 foot minimum, but we're not, we re-advise the plans to provide a storage garage, not a recreational garage, and we increase the setback to 7 feet. Or the distance, not 7. So we're more than 5.
If I remember right, looking at the satellite view, the neighbor, I believe it was on the north, is already well encroaching into that with even less space between their property and their property line. And then in the back, you don't have any homes that are really that close to you. And then on the other side, there wasn't much on the other side that would interfere with heavily landscaped anyway.
So you're saying this neighbor to the north is encroaching?
Yeah, it looked like he was all the way up to the wall, practically.
And then the neighbor to the south seems to be free.
They're farther away and they have a lot of landscaping. And if you look at the properties on the back side, they're not very close at all to this property, so I don't see how it would impact them at all.
Does anything have to do when you point out other places like that? You don't know if they're legal. So you can say, well, they have an accessory building yet. It's right up against the law. We don't know if any of those are legal.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's,
but we got somebody here that's trying to do it the right way.
Yeah.
We're not going to file a complaint either. We're just trying to get, we're trying to bring the service to Clark County and do it the right way. Mm-hmm. Originally, we started off at 5 feet, and then we were told through the plans examination process 5 months later that it needed to be 10. So the homeowner had to readjust now and apply for a waiver. And then we started saying, well, this can't be a recreational garage. We need to store my cars. This is not for fun. So we said, okay, we're going to push it back a couple of feet more, so that way when we go to the town board, we're not at 5 feet to the eave nor to the wall. We're going to be 7 feet. So we're going to meet fire code on the north side, and on the south side, we're just going to align what was legally but non-conforming. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it was written wrong from the beginning.
Well, the only reason staff recommended denial was just quoting the reason why we have the setbacks for the mass. And this is a rural estate area, not a subdivision.
Right.
So, like you said, there's plenty of land around there. So,
well, I think from a fire standpoint, when I looked at it, there's plenty of room to get around it.
I would just do, as Trent just suggested, adjust the numbers to what's showing on his plan so that we say that he's reducing the property setback to 7 feet in number A, and then number B to, this says 9.5 feet.
What's your number down there?
6'7" to the eave.
And 6'7" over there, when they said 9.5. But this one's kind of mute because they're not going to tear down the house.
Right.
It's already there. Okay.
I would move to approve the waiver of development standards with the following conditions. 1A, changing from 5 feet to 7 feet, where a minimum of 10 feet is required. And 1B, changing to 6'7" instead of 9.5 feet, where a minimum of 10 feet is required. And subject to preliminary site conditions.
Okay, can I repeat this back to you?
Yeah.
Because you kind of lost me.
Sure.
So on 1A, reduce it from 5
to increase.
Increase
from 5 to 7.
5 to 7, okay.
Yeah.
And then on 1B, 6'7" is supposed to be the end game from the 90. Okay.
And all of it
is approved. Okay, thank you so much.
So does everyone understand the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, and you go to the Planning Commission on the 15th of July.
15th of July?
Yeah.
And that's that. Council chambers, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need
to. Okay. Thank you.
Item number 6, WS250420, Chang Rick Family Trust and Chang Rick Show Home Trust. Waiver of development standards to increase the wall height in conjunction with existing family residents on 0.61 acres in the RS20 residential single family. 20 zone, generally located in the south of Casino Lane and east of Pecos River in Paradise.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Richard. I'm actually a homeowner of 3525 Priscilla Lane. And I'm presenting why we developed the wall and then why we split the radio scale. So this is the... I lived in my parent, 90 years old, almost 90, disabled. And but they go to the senior center all the time. I, in fact, every day. So the senior center come and pick them up from the front and then drop them off from the front too. So one of the design philosophy is that they need to wait for the bus in front of the house. So as you can see, I designed the house when it was built with a courtyard that they can actually sit there and wait and do a lot of exercise. And there's no stairs or any kind of steps anywhere. It's entire ramped and everywhere because my dad fell and luckily survived. But we don't want to repeat that again. So what happened is that we want to build them a courtyard so they can do exercise and then wait for the pickup. And so that was the design intent. As you can see, the design intent. So we asked the builder, Gunnar, to basically give us a plan. So he gave us a plan, which basically is a no step connecting to the driveway, and then it's an open courtyard for the daily exercise while waiting. Before the wall is up, they have to wait inside, and they don't know when it was here, and they're rushing out to go to the pickup because they only have 5 minutes, because they can't wait for everybody, right? So they're rushing at 90 years old. It's basically a death sentence. They almost show multiple times. So they should be there, get ready, stress a little bit, and then go onto the leads in the center. So we built the wall according to the design. And usually street curvature is curved a little bit so that it ends up sitting between 9 feet and 12.5 feet. For the setback. Now, it was later identified, the city code actually required 15 if you want to have a 6 feet tall wall. Right? And so I was like, huh, that's interesting, because we got that plan from the builder, right? So at the time, it wasn't known when it was built. We thought it was 10, and it turns out to be 15. Right? So now the question is, there's a question, why not use a decorative fence? Because the city and the county allows for a 6 feet decorative fence within 15 feet of setback. Now, the problem is the decorative fence is see-through in nature, right? So my parent basically says that they feel extremely uncomfortable sitting out there waiting for people while they're on wheelchairs and things like that when they're moving around, walking around. So they said that they feel like zoo animals, right? So if people pass by, they can see it over there. So they need the privacy and also feel secure inside the 6 feet wall. So that's why it cannot be a see-through wall, it has to be a block wall, 6 feet high. Same thing as the sidewalk, I mean the sidewalk. So it basically has to, a lot of mental stress if they have to get a see-through. So it's basically get done, and it was built, and then we found out it wasn't compliant. So, but in building this, we already moved back 10 feet. We didn't know it was 15. We thought it was 10. So we moved the entire house back. The problem is now, if we could have put it further, I have a lot of space in the back. But we didn't know that. Now the house cannot move. I wish I could just push it and be done with it. Right? So, it wasn't done. So, but if we build the wall to satisfy that, because street curves, right? So that means you don't have the ramp. That's why, as you can see, when you do the wheelchair, there's a potential issue, right? So it has this situation, and you reduce almost eliminate the exercise area because it's curved in, and and then also not consistent with the entire community. And this is, again, designed by the builder, so it's very conforming. So the next one is, basically, I get quite a bit of people sign, the neighbors sign it, and then they support of keeping the wall as it is. Because it's really just 2.5 feet, a bit over to what it was, as you can see on the picture. And then there's no objections faced by the neighbor. They're looking at everything. They didn't even know that it was not conforming to the standards. So again, there's a bunch of other things and for the wheelchairs and physical access and enjoyment of the homes and all that. But we are asking the board to basically prove the wall as it is so that they can keep the exercise area as well as making it safe and so that they can go on their dates without an issue.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? If you'd like to speak on the item, please come forward. Okay. I see no one. I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Would you mind showing me the picture of the house up close? I'm old lady, but I don't see that one.
Yeah, I actually have the I have the entire printout. Well, actually, I have the entire computer.
Yeah, I just want to see a picture of the front of the house on the wall.
Right.
Oh, can I see it up at the table? I can't see that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's pretty. Yeah.
So, because the whole neighborhood are modern homes.
Yeah,
that's
right.
When I read it, I thought this wall was right out here on
the
sidewalk.
No, not at all.
It blends right in.
Yes. In fact, if you look at the community neighborhood, a lot of the other homes are much closer.
Yeah, they're all modern,
and
they're all right on the
street. Yes, right on the street.
How do you guys get away with no sidewalks?
I have no idea.
So, as you see these houses over here, that's the backside, I'm guessing, but they're not that much different than what he's done here.
You would never know
it
wasn't a part of the house.
It still has the modern look. I would have thought it was built like that.
So, my question says in planning's recommendation that you obtain building permits with a wall shown and approved of 15 feet behind the curb, indicating the ability to comply with Title 30, yet when it was built as close to 9 feet from the back of the curb.
That was...
What happened?
I have no idea.
As
a contractor, to submit the permit, I didn't even read the permit myself. And I thought everything was approved, everything was done, and then on to the
last... Well, it was approved.
Yeah, and then was
when it wasn't done.
Yeah, it was done.
Do
so
the
when
way
they
it
came out to inspect the footings, they didn't say
no. It's
in the wrong place?
No. The first one, the second one, it's all good. And then the last one says, oh, it was too close on the other side. So as a homeowner, I was done. I'm like, what happened? Yeah. So otherwise, we would never have done it if we failed the first time. But it was designed.
Yeah,
again,
you
I asked.
Built the whole wall. You would just have the footings.
Yeah, the trenches.
So you've already dumped quite a bit of money into this, and then had to move
quite
it.
Quite a bit, yeah. So that's the thing, right? And it blends in. I mean, you don't.
It
really
does.
See
it looks it. Nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
Did you ask that?
No, I had the same question he did. So
okay.
You answered that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, no one has any other comments or questions. I'll make a motion to approve subject to the if approved staff conditions.
The motion is to approve the item with the subject to approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So you'll go on to the Board of County Commissioners on the 16th of July. They'll make the final decision.
No, PC.
Huh?
PC.
Oh, I'm sorry, Planning Commission, which is the 15th of July. Okay. All right. We'll move on to item number 7, ET25400061. DR190352, Diamond PM LLC, Design Review Third Extension of Time for Multifamily Residential Development and Associated Accessory Structures on 1.66 acres and RM18 Residential Multifamily 18 Zone, generally located on the east of Pecos McLeod Interconnect and south of Desert Inn Road within Paris.
Good evening. Marissa Berman, 1880 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicants. As you can see here, the site is in yellow. We are on just under 2 acres east of the Pecos and McLeod Interconnect, south of Desert Inn. The site is zoned RM18 and planned urban neighborhood. In 2019, a gated multifamily development was approved on the site. There has since been two extensions of time. The first EOT was approved in September of 2021. The second in August of 2023, with a commencement date of June 19th, 2025. We are here before you today requesting a third extension of time to allow the applicant time to secure financing for this project. While it is the third extension of time, significant progress has been made on this development, including approved drainage and traffic studies, approved water network analysis, county fire, water rec, and water district approvals. Water fees have been paid to about $200,000 so far. Approval by utilities, the civil improvement plans have been approved by Public Works, bonds have been posted. The building department has concluded review of the construction documents, and all building permit fees have been paid, so significant work has been done. They just need, they're projecting by the end of this year to get their construction loan to be able to start on this project. So staff is recommending approval, and we respectfully request the same from this board, and that will conclude my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone in the public here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. You know, I've really wanted to see, we were both here, Susan and I, when this whole thing started, and there have been others that have tried to do things on it. And yeah, I know it's a difficult property, but I was really concerned why it took so long to get through it. I mean, I see you've spent a lot of money on it, they've spent a lot of money on it, and gotten all the approvals and everything they need. But every time this comes before the board, first time, the second time for extension, I'll see bulldozers out there or something, move a little dirt here, move a little dirt there, put a pile someplace else, and then the piles disappear. And it's like, well, I want it to look like we're doing something, but they're really not doing something. So it concerns me that it's a third extension. What slowed up the financing? Because they spent a lot of money on it, and you're saying without any idea if they're going to get the financing or not?
Well, I think it's the difficult landscape of construction financing and being able to secure that loan, interest rates, things like the election. It just was a precarious time. So they think by the end of this calendar year, they'll be able to secure financing finally and move forward.
And then you'll have it done by the following year? Is that the idea?
I don't have an answer on completion, but I can certainly find out if we have to.
Thank you. So staff saying 2027.
Yeah.
I know the financing is tough right now. The rates are crazy, and so even if you could get it, it doesn't pencil. But we desperately need more housing.
Oh yeah.
Especially in that area. So.
And that lot really needs something there. It would be a huge improvement to the area, but if you get the third extension, I wouldn't count on a fourth one.
Right.
So with that, I'd make a motion to go ahead and approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And you go to the Board of County Commissioners on the 16th of July. Good luck. All right, item number 8, UC 250410 K and J partnership. Use permit for communication tower. Waivers of development standards for the following. Eliminate street landscaping and waive full off-site improvements. Design review for a communication tower on a portion of 0.2 acres in RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located north of Twain Avenue, east of Eastern Avenue with Emperor's.
Hi. My name is Rich Conkey. I work with Sunline Communications, and I'm here on behalf of AT&T Wireless. To propose and review a 85-foot monopalm located at the corner of Twain and Eastern. So the project itself, the tower, would be right located here at the northwest corner of these pie-shaped property. The surrounding properties, commercial, right off north is, that's just a wash. To the south across the street are commercial, and then Kitty Corner down east is residential. So this project is going to be an unmanned station, and right now we're requesting also a waiver for the off-site new code that's requesting off-site new standards, which is it's going to be challenging. We just got that word from a staff report just recently, so right now we want to, AT&T does want to move forward. However, yeah, I just want to point out that the site itself conforms with that whole general area. Now, originally we looked at the existing tower there. Let me just do this. So here's a before. And see, there's an existing tower right here on the adjacent property, and that's a monopole also. Now, we always try to look for existing towers to co-locate, is what we call it. But if for whatever reason you can't co-locate, then you're allowed to get another piece of property. Now, another tower. So we meet that separation also. You're supposed to be like 600 feet from another tower. But now this one, because there's stealth, meaning it's a monopole, it's 200 feet and we meet that criteria. By the way, the compound itself, there's the after picture, full simulation. Compound itself is going to be 15 by 30 rectangle compound with an 8-foot chain link fence. And that meets all the boundary setbacks for that property as well. So, once again, it's not taxing on the infrastructure. It doesn't create any pedestrian traffic. It doesn't create any vehicle traffic. So, it just sits there and operates. Here's another just south of the four. Here's after. There's going to be essentially just a rock road that goes to the site. Remains locked at all times. There's a four. Here's the after. So they even, in the wireless business, they even actually like it when you have another tower close by, because then it's called clustering, which gives it a little bit more of an aesthetic appeal as opposed to just standalone. Of course, in the desert here in Las Vegas, you do see a lot of standalone palm trees, but normally everywhere else, you have clusters. It makes it a little bit more appealing. The site itself, here is a before and after, and this is what is called a propagation map, which gives you an indication of what we're trying to accomplish, what the radio frequency engineers are trying to accomplish. So if you can see on the right, that's, the before, the green is solid coverage. These little dots, those are neighboring cell sites that contribute to the coverage for that general geographical area. And the light green is marginal coverage. And then the white is literally no coverage. So that's drop calls. I think everybody's aware that drop calls is not good in today's society with everything going through apps, smartphones, smart sensors, autonomous cars, Internet of Things. That holds up progress. And that's the reason for this site, is to fill in that gap. So here's the after picture. And with that site there, you can see this uninterrupted coverage. And actually, the FCC regulated that when they offered all these frequencies to all these different carriers, the deal was that in order, we'll do this, of course, it did come with a fee, but you have to offer uninterrupted coverage. So this is a mandate by the FCC to offer uninterrupted coverage. So in this case, this was.
Can I see that? Just a little closer, I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little closer.
That's when you get drop calls, you get two bars on your phone, or one bar, and
looks like all of Paradise Palms up to all around the interconnect, going to Flamingo. Here's the golf course. Golf course is here. Yeah, here's the interconnection. So, Albertson's there. And it goes down here. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty significant. I'm surprised. Did you ask it?
No, I'm going to find my name. Okay.
So, essentially, back, it looks like in 2014, AT&T was here. Did get approval for this site. And the way things work in the wireless business is that they have a plan nationwide on all these sites that they want to build, they budget it, and then when they all get approved, they go back and then they decide through a assessment period of what's the best return on your investment on each site. And then that's when they receive it. So there is going to be a challenge as far as this waiver, because we looked at some preliminary numbers as far as putting in the I can't really see it, but the off-site improvements, and so an average site might run about $100,000 to $150,000. This particular, with the off-site improvements and everything, it's looking at about another $300,000. So that pretty much is four times. You know, project goes up fourfold. Now, I would say my 30 plus years in this business that on the strip, they still would have to assess that whether or not that's cost justified. And whether or not to move forward. Out here, tough call. I don't make that call, but anyways, that's what the challenge is right now. The other thing is they're asking for landscaping, which is going to be tough because there's no water. It's an undeveloped parcel there. And so to tap into water, you have to just, that's a major ask to tap into the main water line just for a little drip irrigation system. But I mean, you know, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But that's going to be the question, is whether or not this can be done. But AT&T does want to offer, you know, coverage to that area. It's important. And this is just something I always like to bring up when you talk about. Wireless coverage in general areas is that it enables new industries and services, the Internet of Things, I mentioned that previously, wearables, smart homes, smart autonomous cars, I mean, the list goes on and on. And it spurs innovation, work remotely. Everybody's hungry for high-speed data and affordable high-speed data. And everybody's smartphone. Some people don't have access to a computer, can't afford a computer, so they need their phone. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish. And hopefully we can move forward and get this one built. Any questions?
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Couple of questions. Is there a reason you couldn't use block wall instead of chain link around the enclosure? I mean,
no reason. I mean, if that was a condition, I think that would be a simple ask.
Yeah, because chain link, it really cheapens the look of something. And so you have a vacant lot out there with this chain link. Not only that, but it would be better security-wise for you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then, so the owner of the property owns the triangle. You're just leasing from him the one corner.
That's right.
Correct? Yeah. So he still is going to be developing that.
Well, eventually he'd he'd like to, yeah.
What happening though is because you're going first, they're saying
right.
You put in the sidewalks and the landscaping that's required for this lot
right.
For your little corner. So
that he's leasing. Yeah.
So I can understand that. I could agree with waiving that. But they have in your conditions that you'll pay the tree in lieu of fee. You know about that?
I did read some. I wasn't quite sure. Like I said, we just got this.
That's something they
just last week,
came
so
up
sure.
With that if you don't do the landscaping that we require, you put your money into a tree fund and they'll go find a tree somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wasn't quite sure. Yeah, didn't quite dig into it because.
I was getting an understanding. From staff of how much that tree fee is before you go on to the next step.
I think I saw something like $1,000 or something. Tell me where that's at.
And then the other, so those are the three things I had. Do block instead of chain, make sure you're aware of the tree fee, and then that I figured the owner would be responsible for developing the property, not just your small little square. Mm-hmm.
So. They might want to plant a little landscaping instead of paying a tree fee. I don't
know. Well, not if you have
how
to
much
run
is
the
tree fee?
I don't know.
How much is the tree fee? 920.
920?
920.
920?
Mm-hmm. As of July 1st, it will be 920.
Per tree?
Per tree.
And but how many trees would he have to have? The whole lot or just trees around his compound?
The whole lot going around on the street side.
I think it was nine.
Oh.
Nine trees at 920?
Yeah.
That's.
Well, and it go all the way around the property, not just.
Yeah, and it's not his property. So, my suggestion is that we approve the application and waive the tree fee requirement. Under it, we get approved.
I need to make a comment. I'm within this area and received a card and voted with my card, so I need to abstain.
No, you don't have that.
Not on something like this.
Either positively or negatively.
Financially.
Oh, financially?
Yeah.
So you can go.
Okay. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I make a motion to approve the application, the use waivers, both waivers of development standards and the design review with the condition that a block wall be installed instead of chain link and that the tree in lieu of requirement is removed as a condition.
Does everybody understand the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And you'll go to the BCC on 7/16. Item number 9, WS250393, Grimm Norton 4, LLC. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Eliminate drainage study, and 2, waive full off-site improvements in conjunction with a proposed minor subdivision map on 6.05 acres in a CR commercial resort zone generally located on the West University Center Drive and north of Royal Crest Circle within Paradise.
Good evening. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. As you can see here, the site
highlighted in yellow. We are west of University Center and just north of the Royal Crest Circle. To the north is an existing hotel. To the east and west and south is existing multifamily. Further to the north is the Convention Center. As you may recall, I came before this board in April for a proposed hotel and multifamily project on this site. Those projects were approved last month by the Board of County Commissioners. Another component of the overall project is the subject minor subdivision map. Essentially, the developer seeks to split the parcel into two. If you recall, our site plan showed the hotel, proposed hotel to the north and the proposed multifamily to the south. So we are now before you with a few waivers. One for full off-site improvements along University Center and Royal Crest Circle, and a second waiver to eliminate the drainage study requirement. While these are technically waivers, the key word here is deferment. The developer is seeking these waivers because he would like to defer installation of the off-site improvements and the drainage study to the time of development of both the hotel and multifamily projects. As required, he's going to have to do them at that time. So really, this is just a request to defer them to that time, even though we're coming in with a separate application for the minor subdivision map. Staff is recommending approval of this application. I can show you the site plan from the previous approval that will jog your memory if you need. But other than that, that will conclude my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does anyone here from the public like to speak on this item? Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
You good?
I'm good. I mean, they'll have to deal with counties. So. We'll make a motion.
Yep.
Chair, I move to approve item 9, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all. Good
evening. All right. We had two items that we trailed. That was item number 1. Are either of you here for item number 1 or 4? No? Okay. Then I don't see them here. Motion.
I'll make a motion to return to the board for item number 1, AR254005, SEC Mankey 10 LLC, for our
July
8th meeting.
And also number 1.
And a return to board up to July 8th for item number 4, UC250426, Reno Argo Associates, LP, and Pentagon LP.
So is that two separate motions?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
First,
okay.
Number 1.
So, motion on number 1. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And motion number 4. All right. So any okay. I got lost.
Okay. So item number, return to board for
yeah.
Item number 4.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That was also for July.
And item number 4, to return to board. Motion to return to board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. General business. Do we have any general business? No? Okay. Item number 8. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's table right up here with the microphone. And clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone here that would like to speak? No. Okay. The next meeting is July 8th, 2025. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.